You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Who you betting on? Always on black. Fat stats in the pocket. Whole squad. Fast cash. Send the bookie. Tell them bring it from the bag. No, we coming for the bag.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to the few in attendance and the thousands listening around the world, let's get ready to gamble. My name is Tony Cavallo. As always, I'm joined by Matthew Dangles, D'Angelo Antonio, and Schaefer the Sharp, Drew Schaefer Crookson. And we are the West Coast Gamblers, a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network, the only gambling show that makes you money, and the new reigning, defending NYX gold level podcast in excellence in sports award winners,
Hell yeah.
West Coast Gamblers. Now, if you're asking yourself, Tony, what is the NYX gold level awards? We are asking the same thing. But hey, we are champions. We are champions.
All that matters is that we are now an award winning podcast. We don't have to say what for. We are just now an award winning podcast. And we're grateful to our partners at the Evergreen Podcast Network for submitting us for the award that we have no idea what it's about, but we're grateful to have.
Yes.
And I can just say, you know, it's been no, you know, and it's, this brought us fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. And we thank you all. And it's been no pleasure cruise. And let's continue to just make great podcasts, guys.
Excellence in sports podcasting, NYX gold level award winning show. Very happy about it.
Kid, I don't know, how am I going to have time to do all the press that comes along with this? The whole tour. I mean, the book interviews. I mean, you know, the radio spots. All of that.
Do we get a plaque? Do we get a ribbon? I don't know how it works. But either way, that's who we are. And today we're talking about my favorite golf tournament of the year. It's all about Augusta National and the Masters. This is the second golf show we're doing this year. Our first golf show, we killed it. We went 10-2-2 on that show. We'll each be giving out five bets in a fast five format again and a few sprinkled winners at the end. I love the Masters. There's no better weekend to just relax, put your feet up, and watch some golf with Jim Nantz talking to us all the way through it. Can't wait to talk about it. And the NCAA tournament wrapped up, obviously. We did well in that as well. I mean, we didn't do well. Excuse me. I did very well.
Thank you, Tony.
On this show. I went 6-2 on this show in NCAA March Madness bets given out on this podcast. I'm on a hot streak, fellas. Very excited to roll this into the Masters. Shape of the Sharp, Kansas UNC. We're not going to break down the game that happened, what a final it was. But I heard you had some wonderful bets for that game. How'd your night go?
You know, thanks for asking, Tone. I had a good first week in the tournament. Sweet 16 pod, I recall. I didn't do too well. And then the Final Four pod, or sorry, we had to pause on the Final Four pod. But yes, in short, I had referenced I didn't watch a lot of college basketball this year. I'm interested to see how we do in tournaments, in the brackets, and betting. Well, can't speak for Dangles pool, but I don't think I won that one. I won zero bracket pools. And I also had Kansas in the first half last night and also bet Carolina at halftime, and I had the over. So, you know,
I believe that's what they call an ofer.
That is an ofer gopher.
That's like a platinum, you know, sombrero. Jeez.
Yeah, gamble responsibly. My son has socks still, but they're thin, you know? They're thin.
Dangles, we're going to throw away your NCAA tournament betting record, but we all hit the golf bets we made for the Players' Championship. How excited are you to dive back into the Masters of Sport? I mean, Schaefer the Sand Trap is here. He knows this sport. He bets on golf every weekend. Me and you are just here for the majors, and we have fun with it. How excited are you to go back to golf betting here?
Well, I mean, the Masters is, you know, it's the biggest golf event. I feel like it's probably, you know, besides the Super Bowl, it's that thing that everyone bets on, whether you bet or not. If you're in a state where you can bet, and even if you're not in a state where you can bet, you're probably Venmoing some money to a buddy that lives in Michigan or Massachusetts or Florida or somewhere to lay down a couple of plays for you. But I'm stoked. I mean, the Masters is always excellent. You always see some interesting names there on the board in the first day. And the last couple of years, we've had some names come into it even towards the end. Will Zalatoris last year finishing second place in the Masters behind Hideki Matsuyama, obviously, and obviously in a course where experience really does matter, you know, maybe more so than some of the other courses you see on the PGA Tour, certainly some of the other major courses. So I'm pumped to dive into it. You know, what we all love about golf betting is it's, you know, it's dart throws, you know what I mean? There is a science to it and there isn't. So I'm stoked to hear what you two have to say. I feel like I've got some good bets to throw out there, and yeah, I'm excited to get into it.
The Fast Five for the Masters, and it sprinkled some winners at the end. That's coming up next. But if you're listening to this show, you can hear that you're not listening to the normal dulcet tones of Tony Squares, the NYX gold level in podcasting and sports excellence, normal audio quality coming from me. That's because I am in Boston, Massachusetts, not for great reasons. My auntie Pauline passed away. She was in her 60s, and I came home for the funeral, for the services and everything, and none of my other aunts listened to the show, so I can safely say the truth. She was my favorite aunt, a diehard sports fan, went to every Pats game with my uncle and my father, and it was as somber as it was to be home for all of that. It was truly wonderful to see all of my family for the first time in a solid 2 years since this COVID thing has sort of taken over our lives, and to see everyone come home for her and be around for her and remember her and all of her beauty. It was my cousin Richie, her first son, did the eulogy and described her as a lioness. And I think that was the perfect way to describe her. And so this podcast is for the lioness, Auntie Pauline, and I'm excited to talk about the Masters, even though she wished we'd be talking about Tom Brady because that was her favorite player.
She's
so,
no pressure here to lay down bets that are gonna impress Auntie Pauline from above. Jeez, all right, we gotta actually execute here, boys.
I'm going 5-0. I already know that. I can throw anything at the wall. Auntie Pauline's making sure I'm going 5-0. But we're gonna be hitting the Masters, and that is coming up after this.
West Coast Gamblers.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Well, boys, the azaleas are blooming. We are at Augusta National. Jim Nance is starting us off with a good old natural hello, friends. Fresh off is cutting off his tie for the NCAA Tournament Championship, and we are here for the Masters. We are each giving out five bets that you can take right now on our friends at DraftKings to make some money on Masters weekend. I am pumped to dive into this, and the five bets are going to start with Mr. D'Angelo Antonio. But first, I will say once more, the last time we did this was for the Players' Championship about a month ago, and as a show, we went 10-2-2. Dangles, start us off. Let's keep this winning track going. What's your first bet for Masters weekend?
All right. And I mentioned earlier when we were talking about this, this is a course, I think, where history really does matter, and your knowledge of this course and how well you've played on this course. Because again, we talked earlier, Tony, you and I know a ton about golf, so I have a lot of experience and knowledge to base this on. But Augusta, from everything I've read, everything I know in the years watching the Masters, is a place where history matters. And no one in this field has played more rounds at Augusta than Adam Scott. He is minus 130 to finish in the top 30, and I'm going to take him there. He's a former Masters winner, 12 top 30s and 19 events played at Augusta for his career. Eight of those were top 20s, and five of those were top 10s. He's consistent on this course. His most recent was a 54th place finish, but going backwards to 2017, tied 34th, tied 18th, tied 32nd, and tied 9th. He's in the mix. He can last through Thursday and Friday, and I like him to finish top 30 here. The Australian Adam Scott, former Masters winner, 2012, I believe, minus 130 to finish top 30.
I love it. I love it. I have no idea if that's going to hit, and Drew will be able to give us a better recap on that. By the way, if you're looking for research, I came in hard with the research for the Players' Championship, and it did me end the show well. But as I said earlier in the show, I've done very little research on this. I've had a lot of other stuff to do. I've done very little research on these bastard props. So I'm going back, as Dango said, history plays here. I'm going back to what I did for the Players. It was probably my favorite bet I took for the Players' Championship, and I'm rolling it back for the Masters. It's another prop you can take on DraftKings right now, and that is the winner of this Masters tournament to not be in the final pairing on the final day. And that is plus 180 right now on DraftKings. That is my first bet. It happened in the Players. I'm very excited to see it happen again. And we're not going to get the weather we got in the Players where I had to fight off three golfers in that final pairing. It should be two people, and the winner will not come from the final pairing on the final day. Plus 180. That's my first bet for our Fast Five. Shea for the Sand Trap, what do you got?
All right, boys. So excited to be here, Masters Week. And like I've referenced this year, I have bet on more golf pre-Masters in this calendar year than ever in my entire life. I do feel pretty in tune to what's going on in the golf world. And as Dango's referenced, this course, there are specific horses for this course. Experience matters. Your current form, of course, matters. And I'm going to try to play on that in a different hybrid way here. I'm going to play Sam Burns in a tournament matchup versus Tony's boy, Bryson DeChambeau. Now, you might see this price, and it's minus 160, and we're going to get some more long shots here in a little bit. You do have to pay some tax for this, but if you were to listen to Bryson's comments this week, I think you'd be sprinting to the window to make this bet. Bryson literally said he's swinging at 80%. He just came from the Valero Texas Open, where he missed the cut. And everyone knows Bryson is the bomber. He didn't even swing driver.
I was just about to say, I read that he didn't drive once from the tee with a driver, which is not something you expect out of big chest Bryson.
Absolutely not. And he missed the cut badly. He literally said it in the press on Monday, he's about 80%. The doctors say he shouldn't play. There's some rumblings that he's kind of making an appearance here to kind of calm all the Saudi rumors that he was rumored to be the face of the Saudi league. And, you know, he's just kind of making an appearance. But if things are going to be worse, he goes with Dude Perfect on the sacred Augusta grounds, and he's hitting golf balls with hockey sticks and kicking soccer balls over
that?
The Hogan Bridge. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Look it up. I couldn't believe it. Dude Perfect, Bryson DeChambeau on Augusta National. Did he want his PR team, like, hey, can we make things like worse for me? Let's do it, you know? Anyway, my boy Sam Burns, top 10 player in the world, one of the best young players. Now, caveat here, this is his Augusta debut, and sometimes when in the past, this course can eat some debutantes up. However, Sam's got the game. He's already won this year. He's a three-time winner on tour. He eats par fives for breakfast. All four of these par fives on this course are birdie or better if you hit it in the fairway. Give me Sam Burns minus 160 versus Bryson tournament long. I think Bryson's going home on Friday, boys.
Man, I do enjoy Bryson, and I hope that doesn't happen, but it very well could. But as for Dude Perfect, they are the impractical jokers of sports coverage. I hate those guys. Talentless fucks that just keep on making money over and over again. Dangles, bet number two for the Masters weekend.
All right, well, instead of burying the lead, let's just get right to it. Let's just address the elephant in the room because it had And if he's going to be involved, you got to have a play to have some fun. I think if you're going to do anything with this, and I think you've probably all surmised at this point that I am, of course, talking about Tiger Woods, the miraculous comeback. He is expected to play at the Masters. He says he feels good. This is a guy that nobody thought was, at a time that's possible, he didn't even think he was going to walk again, let alone play golf again.
Insane.
I don't think we ever thought we were going to see him back on the course, let alone at the Super Bowl of professional golf. I'm going to take him to make the cut at minus 115. I think if you're going to play something on Tiger this weekend, this is a nice, easy play to make. It's hard to know what he's going to do beyond that, but I think he's going to be in the mix if he gets out there. I've heard people, you know, saying, you know, more confident than I am, saying if he puts a tee in the ground, he's going to make the cut. I think it's got to be, you got to have a little fun and jump in on this Tiger thing. So I'm taking him to make the cut at -115.
Dangles, I had a whole spiel. That was my backup, the Brink's Truck bet. I'll give a different one out when it comes to the backup, the Brink's Truck section. But
sorry,
listen,
buddy.
I will say my spiel here. Drew, what's my nickname on this show?
Tony Tires.
No, the
Tony
the regular one. If
Tony
you're shape of the
show.
Sharp.
Tony Squares.
Tony Squares. And listen, like that's a name in name only. Like, yes, I make some square bets, but I'm not your normal square. Like, a square is an idiot. A square is a guy who just bets with his heart and doesn't do any of the legwork on it. Especially when it comes to the NFL, I would not consider myself a full out square. That's more of a role
square,
I play.
You're square with rounded corners.
More of a role I play for this show. But
like
my backup, the Brink's Truck bet, was going to be on Tiger Woods to make the cut at -115, knowing full well that is an absolute inflated number for a man who literally just had his leg snapped in half in a car crash and is now playing in his first tournament. And oh, by the way, it's Augusta National. There's no chance that Tiger should be -115 to make the cut. But as you said, Dangles, the man is playing in the Masters. The best golfer that has ever lived is coming back to play in the Masters. His kid is going to be there potentially caddying for him. I am all in on the Tiger Woods story this weekend, and I am absolutely taking Tiger Woods to make the cut, knowing full well that I'm living up to my name, Tony Squares, with said bet, but I am down with it. Give me all the Tiger in the world. That was my backup, the Brink's Truck. I'll let you have it for this. I'll take another one, but give me Tiger.
I'm sorry about that, but it's like, we know, you know, really quickly, and I'll let you go, Drew, we know he's capable of this. We saw what he did at the Players a couple of years ago. We know he's capable of coming back when nobody thinks he can and making an impact. We've seen it before.
I'm going to say, Tony, you know that this is the Squares bet that you could make for a guy that had his leg almost snapped in half last February. And I'll kind of respond to that and say, is it? This is Tiger fucking Woods, man. And as Dangles referenced, he doesn't show up for appearance fees. He doesn't show up to, and his son is not caddying for him, by the way. This isn't some father-son outing at your local Muni, okay? Him and Joey, his caddy, were in Florida training for this. Obviously, he's playing practice rounds with JT, and by all accounts on the grounds, I'm not sure if you saw some of the pictures on Twitter from his practice round, there's not an athlete in sports today that moves the needle like Tiger Woods moves the needle. It's not even close.
He hit the golf picker, and did you see that video? He drilled the picker in range practice. It was great.
That was awesome, but I'm saying the practice round on Monday, the fairways and tee boxes were lined like he is in contention on the back nine on Sunday. It was unbelievable, and you know, it was confirmed on the grounds that he is driving the ball past JT, and he has said verbatim, my golf game's fine, it's the walking. So, yeah, he's got a billion medical professionals there, his billion team. I'm also just, let's just make it a pod bet. We're going to bet Tiger to make the cut. He's never missed the cut ever as a professional in Augusta, and I don't think he's going to Augusta to miss the cut, okay? I am like so excited, if you can't tell, I am so excited to watch Tiger Woods, the GOAT, the GOAT of our generation, play golf at Augusta. So let's just make it a pod pick. Let's go Tiger to make the cut. Because if you don't bet that, then you're a nerd.
If you bet him to miss the cut at -115,
you're a fucking loser, man.
You're an asshole.
You're a loser.
No, he wants the smoke. Why else would he come back at the Masters? If he didn't want the smoke, he would have come back in some, you know, offshoot, tournament that nobody was paying attention to.
Now, to get us back on track, I'll go with my second bet of the day. And as I said, this is a family weekend for me, or a family week, I should say, for me. So I'm going with what was one of my father's favorite golfers when he was in his prime. Because as you know on this show, I love taking nationality bets, you know, best Italian, best Canadian, all that stuff. But no, this one I'm going to the top senior in the Masters tournament. And there's a few names on here that you will know. Patrick Harrington, Bernard Langer, Jose Maria Olazabal, Sandy Lyle, who is I've beaten down in a nationality prop before. But my top senior is going to go with one of my father's favorite golfers, Mr. Freddie Couples himself at plus 500 to be the top senior in the Masters. Do I know how old Freddie Couples is? No. Do I know what Freddie Couples' form is? No. I just know it's a family weekend. I'm going with my dad's guy at plus 500, Freddie Couples, to be the top senior at the Masters. Let's go, Freddie. Shay for the sharp. What do you
love
got?
That. Love that. I'll make this simple, guys. I've had my eye on this guy for many weeks. SW Kim, top 30 at plus 110. He's fared well here in the past. He had a nice match play tournament. Didn't make it out of his group, but really ran into a buzzsaw against Tyrrell Hatton. This court suits him, and watching him in his practice rounds this week with defending champ Matsuzama, Sun JM, some of his countrymen, I really like him on this golf course. He's a great iron player. He's a, you know, his weakness is putting, but I think he'll put himself in positions not to make many bogeys, and on the weekend, that will easily get you in the top 30. So give me SW Kim, plus 110, top 30.
Dangles, you've had Adam Scott top 30. You took my Tiger to make the cut at minus 115. What is your third bet of the Masters?
Well, since Drew brought it up, let's stay on the Siwoo Kim train. I've got him as the top South Korean at plus 120. We've talked about the consistency as being key at Augusta. He's got T12, T34, T21, T24 in his last four tries at Augusta. He's made seven straight cuts this season. Sung JM is there at plus 110 if you like him, but he's only played at Augusta twice, the 2020 Masters, the November one and then the April one in 2021. He finished second at the 2021, and then he didn't make the cut in 2021. So he's just a little too volatile for me in this sense. There's not a lot of South Korean players in the field, so you got small numbers to work with here. I like Siwoo Kim at plus 120 to be the top South Korean.
I've talked a lot about guys that I like in this tournament so far, but this next bet is on a guy that I hate because he has lost me bets in golf ever since we started doing this show. And he's a guy that shares my same first name, Mr. Tony Finau. I know he plays the Masters well. I know he has a history of doing well here, but I'm taking Tony Finau to miss the cut at plus 180. We're just going off of a gut feeling here. I hate this man. He's lost me so much money in the past. I'm betting on him to fail. Tony Finau to miss the cut at plus 180. Shave of the sharp. What's your third bet of the day?
Cut that out, Tony. Let's actually stay right there with the old cut parlay. Let me digress a little bit. I joined a cut pool in January, the Sony Open in Hawaii. There are seven people left in this pool. Shave the Sharp is one of them. And the pot is significant. It's about, let's just call it 8,000 units if your unit was a dollar. Okay. So I am very, very interested and engaged in cuts this week. I have to make my selection. And typically, Schaefer the Sharp would tell you, guys, cut parlays are sucker bets, okay? If DK's listening, our proud partner, very good friends over there, they love us. You know, if they're listening to these cut parlays, you know, the bookie are, you know, they have an edge. But I saw this one. I got to take it. I really, really believe in my heart, that this is a good bet. Five guys to make the cut in a parlay is a lot. But when you have Colin Morikawa, Xander Schauffele, Patrick Cantlay, Jordan Spieth, and my man Brooks Koepka, I think there might be some value there. I think all five of these guys are live to win. Everyone knows about Spieth's history. Everyone knows about Xander's history. We all know that Brooks gets up for majors. I think he got a terrible draw. I know I got a bad draw at the Players when it was Hurricane Katrina that fucking second round. And, you know, Morikawa, people have said, like, there's not a golfer that fits this golf course better than Colin Morikawa. This is his third time there. He hasn't played great in his first two appearances, but sometimes third time the charm. And that leaves us with Patrick Cantlay, who's, I guess you could call him the weak link of this five-sim, and he's only the FedEx champion, one of the best golfers in the world. So let's do it. Even money. Colin Morikawa, Xander Schauffele, Patrick Cantlay, Jordan Spieth, and Brooks Koepka make the cut parlay.
I'm sorry that I'm just going to say sorry now about Jordan Spieth. He's hit or miss, my guy. I know he has the history here, but I could absolutely see Jordan Spieth ruining this for you on day one.
I could too, Tony, but everything I read about Jordan Spieth is throw out his current form, throw out everything you know about him. When he gets on these grounds, He's just different. He's just different, but we'll see.
Dangles, bet number four for the Masters.
Well, it's always nice to, when one of your co-hosts calls a bet you made a sucker bet right before you make it. You know, I was looking at those parlays too, Drew, and I think you might have found the one. I think you might have found the one with better value. I chose a different one, and I guess, I mean, essentially I'm paying 20 cents each for two fewer golfers with mine, but I feel like there's a pretty, I mean, I feel like there's a better than good chance this happens. I went with Cam Smith, Adam Scott, and Mark Leishman all to make the cut at -140. So yours was an even money bet. Like I said, I've got two less golfers.
Yours is better.
But you're paying 20 cents less. Yeah, Cam Smith obviously coming off the Players win. He sat out at Valero, but he's among the favorites to win here at Augusta as well. Three top 10 finishes in his last 4 years at Augusta. Adam Scott, I mentioned earlier, former Masters winner, made his last 11 cuts at Augusta, only missed two in his career at that course. And then Mark Leishman's made his last four cuts at Augusta and 5 of 8 in his career. I think that's as close to a sure thing as you can get. And yeah, it's -140. It's a little steep. You do pay the tax for those two fewer golfers, but I do think there's a little bit of value there just given the consistency of those three golfers. So I've got an Aussie trio, Cam Smith, Adam Scott, Mark Leishman, all to make the cut at -140.
For the record, Dangles, real quick, Tony, Dangles, with three golfers, and obviously you're paying that tax at $1.40, that's just better value than a five-person parlay at even money any day of the week. So good on you, Dangles. I like your parlay. I might place that.
My fourth bet was actually the first bet I had crossed off of the list, but we're going to add it to it since I took my Tiger bet away. I know he's past his prime. I know not a lot of other golfers enjoy him, but there's some reason I just love Fat Pat Reed. Every time I see him out there, I just see myself, and I want him to succeed so badly. And a guy I don't like watching play, Sergio Garcia. And so when you put those two in a matchup together, that's just calling out for Tony to bet one side of it. And I'm going Pat Reed over Sergio Garcia in a one-on-one matchup at +115. Give me Fat Pat. I hate Sergio. See you later. I'm all aboard the Pat Reed train over Garcia +115. Shape for the sand trap. Bet number four.
Guys, there's one player in this field that has been the first round leader not once, not twice, but three times. And that player is Justin Rose. And last year he got off on a Thursday, fired a 65 700 to be three shots clear of the first round lead. Now, would I be crazy to bet him first round leader again? Probably. But I can't help but think this is, and when I give the -160 out, I want to give a longer shot. Justin Rose, who's got one of the, I think he's top 15 in the tour in round one scoring, top 10 in round one. So that means obviously he has to finish top 10 or ties after round one. +500. This guy was just leading by three strokes after the first round last year and knows his way around this course very well. In fact, he made his debut the year Tiger 97 when Tiger obviously ran away with it, chipped it in from about, I think, 100 yards. I remember watching that with my dad on 18. Really cool. He was a little amateur that year. So give me Justin Rose, my man, English JR, +500, top 10, round one.
Dangles, it is time to back up the Brinks truck for the Masters, our final bet today before we give out some sprinkles on some winners. What do you got to back up the Brinks truck, my friend?
Well, you know, I'm not going to be doing any rocket science here, but my back up the Brinks truck bet for the Masters is Jon Rahm to be in the top 10 at +115. Last 4 years at Augusta, tied 5, tied 7, tied 9, and 4th. So he comes with it at Augusta. He's got 4 top 10s in 9 events so far this PGA Tour season. He is coming off a T55 at the Players. I do think that'll give him something to prove here. Volatility is a little bit of an issue with Jon Rahm. We know this. We've seen him melt down the stretch on Sunday before. That's why I can't quite get to him as a full-on winner, even though I know he's a favorite, and I won't be giving him out as one of mine when we talk about those later. But I do think he's live to be in the mix on Sunday. He'll be a force to be reckoned with on this course. He's second-best golfer in the world right now in the rankings. Top 10, +115 for the Spaniard, Jon Rahm.
My backup, the Brinks truck, is a bet on a man that won me money for the Players, and I really enjoy watching him play. It's no bogey Tom Hoagie. Very excited for this golfer to hit the Masters here. He's in great form right now. And his T30 to finish us all off, to finish in 30th or better at T30, is +170. I think this is an absolute lock. My guy, no bogey Hoagie, is going to be there. Again, don't Google image search him because you'll lose all confidence in this bet. Just know he is a solid golfer. Tom Hoagie, T30, +170 is my backup. The Brinks truck. Shape of the sharp, finish us off. What's the last bet of the day?
All right, boys. I'm podcasting from you live in Michigan. I'm just going to go to our neighboring country to the north, to Canada, to find my backup the Brinks truck bet. And this is a guy I've cast many lots on in the past. Some good, some not so good. But after a top 10 finish last year, his current form, and again, you make fun of me, but truly a, finish the phrase, Dangles, a
premium ball striker.
A premium ball striker. My man, Canadian, Corey Connors. He's kind of a sharp darling this week among some touts that I follow closely. People are very high on him. And to get a top 20 on Mr. Corey Connors this year at Augusta, plus 160, I love it. I bet it. I'm backing up the Brinks truck on it. CC Club Canadian, eh? Corey Connors. Let's go, Leaves.
That's it for our Fast Five on the Masters. Again, Dangles has Adam Scott T30, Tiger to make the cut. Siwoo Kim to be top Korean. He has some stupid-ass make the cut parlay and John Rahm to finish T10. I have the winner to not be in the final pairing at plus 170. Freddie Couples, top senior, plus 500. Finau to miss the cut, that asshole, at plus 180. I have Pat Reed over Sergio Garcia, plus 115. And Tom Hoagie, T30, at plus 170. Schaefer the Sharp has Burns over Bryson at minus 160. Siwoo Kim, T30, at plus 110. An even worse cut parlay at even money. Justin Rose to be a round one top 10 player, plus 500. And Corey Connors is back up the Brinks truck. T20 at plus 160. Before we go, let's sprinkle some winners down on the table. And before I get there, I was in Vegas, as you guys know, a few weekends ago, and I may have placed some real money bets on future Masters winners, because why not? And I have to say, looking at the odds right now, I have good numbers on two of the three guys I placed them on. So if Scotty Scheffler or who's the other one, Cameron Smith, win the Masters, just know I'm getting a better number than you are. And if Daniel Berger wins it, well, I got a worse number that you could get right now. But let's go with you, Dangles. What do you got for the winner of the Masters?
I also like Scottie Scheffler to win potentially at plus 1,200 right now, 12-1. He's the number one ranked golfer in the world, top 20 in his last four majors. Three of those finishes were top 10, including fourth at the PGA Championship. He's got recent wins at Arnold Palmer, and he outlasted Patrick Cantlay in a playoff at the Waste Management Phoenix. So I like him at plus 1,200. I also like Victor Hovland at plus 2,000. He's the fourth ranked golfer in the world. He's someone who's never won a major. And guys, I got to give some credit here. I was listening to Cousin Sal and Dave Damashek on the Extra Points podcast, and they had Paul Kohorst, who I guess is a golf guy, come on. And he gave a great stat that 16 of the last 23 majors have been won by someone who has never won a major. And his point was kind of like, so start looking at those guys, the Cam Smiths, the Scottie Schefflers, the Victor Hovlands, that haven't won one yet, and maybe have a couple of those mid-range guys that you want to sprinkle something on. So I like him at 20-1, Victor Hovland. And then if you want to go for a real long shot, I mean, I don't know, why not put some money on Will Zalatoris at 35-1? He played well on this course last year. We know he can compete in big moments. We've seen it. He's young. He's spry. He's going to be in the field, I think. I like him at 35-1. So Scheffler, Hovland, and Zalatoris are like my short, medium, and long.
Shay for the Sharp, why don't you go next with some winners, my guy?
Guys, I made this bet, I think, in February. And I'm going to stick with it. I do have some futures on Scotty Scheffler at a very good number. Before he went on his winning streak, I had a future on Joaquin Niemann. But we're not here for that. I bet Justin Thomas at about 18-1, I think, in February. I think he's currently 12-1. I'll play that still. And I think what is not being said, it's actually being said, but I don't think it's being properly equated in this formula, is he's got bones on the bag. Okay, he's never had bones. That's obviously Phil Mickelson, the person we don't speak of anymore in golf circles, his ex caddy. But no one, there's a phrase, you know, you don't teach, or these greens, you learn these greens just like teach you, right? So bones, again, last year we talked about Bryson with no greens books here at Augusta. I really think bones could be JT's X factor. No one has hit more greens in regulation than Justin Thomas in Augusta the last 5 years. Last year, before the weather delay, he was right there. I think he was tied for lead. Comes out of the weather delay, makes a snowman on a very scoreable par 5, 15. Never got back into it after that. I just think he's primed, man. I think he's primed for a win. I think he's going to do it with bones on the bag. So that's my favorite outright, JT at 12-1. And I'm going to piggyback off you, Dangles, on your medium. I guess it's your long, my medium. That's not an indication of anything else. Don't take it that way. Willie Z, 35-1. And, you know, top debutant last year. People always talk about his putting. And he putted actually very, very well at the match play. He's actually an exceptional leg putter. It's the short ones that he gets a little yippy on. But I think he's got a lot of confidence. Really, the course suits him, not only his irons, but just his ability to get off the tee and his wedge play. The putter is an issue, but I think he's going to be right there. And then I'm going to piggyback off my Canadian CC Club, Corey Connors, at 55-1. I mean,
I like
this
that.
Guy could very well – I could very well see him. It could be a double win because I can see Corey Connors being like in the third to last group out on Saturday or Sunday, you know, maybe a couple shots behind. And then obviously the next thing you know, he's put on the green jacket. So that'd be a Tony winner and a Schaefer the Sharp winner. So JT 12-1, Willie Z 35-1, and CC Canadian Corey Connors 55-1.
I do love, just because you brought it up again before I give my one and only winner here, I do love the top debutant bet at the Masters, because as you said, it is a whole different beast than any other golf course you're ever going to play. And there are a lot of really fun debutants in this. Not only Sam Burns, Tom Hoagie, Harold Varner, the third, Taylor Gooch, all these guys making their first play at the Masters. But my favorite one is the guy with the longest odds in the top debutant battle. My guy Guido. Mr. Guido, the winner of my top Italian
bet. He returns.
He returns. And I mean, if I'm going to sprinkle a little bit of anything, it's going to be on my guy Guido to be the top debutant at plus 4,000. Let's go, Guido. I am not going to give out a winner of the Masters because, again, it's throwing darts at this point. We have just feelings and all that stuff. Instead, I'm going to give you something that you can cash out on day one. I'm going to give you the round one leader, and it's going to be the long shot. But as we said on this show, you're a jackass if you're betting Tiger to miss the cut. And Tiger, to come out on Thursday and to be the round one leader, when his body is just going to hang on long enough, as sooner or later he's going to walk that course 72 times, and it's going to be too hard for him to move on. But day one, give me one day, Tiger. Give me one day where you just shock the world and come out leading it at the end. And at plus 4,500 for Tiger Woods to be the round one leader, I am betting that, and I can't wait to have a little inkling on that. Justin Rose, be damned. Tiger Woods, round one leader at plus 4,500 is the only winner I'm giving out. And if we hit that, we're all going home happy even before the weekend starts. But that's it for our Masters pod, our little Masters show. And then after this show, guys, I don't know if you've been paying attention. There's been a hell of a lot of NFL free agency moves. Ooh. And the NFL draft is right around the corner, just a few weeks away. We're going to be diving back into our bread and butter. It's time to go back to the NFL. But first, we do a little bit of golf. And that's it for the Masters show. For Schaefer the Sharp, Schaefer the Sand Trap, Drew Schaefer Crookston, for Matthew Dangles, D'Angelo Antonio, who has an incoming baby class in about 15 minutes that he has to go to. And for myself, Tony Squares, Tony Cavallo, we are the West Coast Gamblers, the winner of the NYX Gold Level Podcast Excellence in Sports Award. Again, feel free to email us if you know what that is. Very happy to be here. Very happy to be a part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, even though they might cut us after we're making fun of the only award they've ever given us before. But thank you for listening.
Dub C to the G, West Coast Gamblers.
Sports stars. They're like superheroes.
But they're actually real.
Which is why we've made a podcast about them. You see,
they've all got a story.
But too many of these stories were cut short.
Kobe Bryant.
Payne Stewart.
Flo Jo.
Phil Hughes.
Justin Fashanu.
We're writing episodes about all of them.
And sadly, many more.
Death of a Sports Star. A new series from Crowd Network.